Welcome to Clutch Time with Mike on the Mic. It's your boy Mike, and I'm back with another episode. Y'all, it's the last football game of the season, and I'm so, so depressed. Like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. But it's Super Bowl weekend. We got the Kansas City Chiefs going against the San Francisco 49ers. Patrick Mahomes is back in the Super Bowl for a second consecutive year. Just to get right into it, let me say this. If Patrick Mahomes wins the Super Bowl, this will be his third Super Bowl win in 6 years, and I believe this is his fourth Super Bowl in 6 years. He'll officially be in the GOAT conversation for me. if he wins this one, he'll have, I believe at this age, more Super Bowls or equal the amount of Super Bowls as Tom Brady, more AFC Championship games, more MVPs, more Super Bowl MVPs. Yeah, man, Pat Mahomes is unbelievable. The fact that he's only 28, he's already in the GOAT conversation lets you know just how good of a quarterback he is. For me, I didn't think I'd see anybody eclipse what Tom Brady did in the career, but Pat Mahomes is definitely on that trajectory if he keeps up and if he keeps in Kansas City and they keep supplying him with weapons, and if Andy Reid is his coach, even if Andy Reid retires, if they can find a suitable replacement for him, then, you know, the sky's the limit for Pat Mahomes. I don't see him falling off anytime soon. Like I said, he's only 28, so got a long way to go before his career is over with. When it's all said and done, I think if he wins the Super Bowl on Sunday, we might have to call him the GOAT. We might just might have to do it. I know people like Skip Bayless will never call him the GOAT because he lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl already, but for me, just because he lost in the Super Bowl doesn't mean that you can't be the greatest of all time. Just because he lost in a championship game doesn't mean you can be the greatest of all times, i.e. I think LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan, but that's another story for another day, clearly, because I got the LeBron on my wall. But let's get into the game. My prediction for the game is I believe the San Francisco 49ers win the game. I think it'll be close. I really think it'll just come down to which quarterback can make the least amount of mistakes and which defense can come up and can step up and play. For Kansas City, what they've been doing offensively is that in three playoff games, Pat Mahomes has been sacked twice. He's been sacked two times. Miami didn't sack him. Buffalo didn't sack him. I believe the Baltimore got to him twice. So he's only been sacked twice in three games. For San Francisco, to me, their defensive power, their defensive prowess comes from their front four with Nick Bosa and the rest of those guys. Fred Warner is probably the best middle linebacker in football. And if they can keep Pat Mahomes contained as far as not letting him get them off schedule first down run that he seems to pick up every game, if they can stop him from that and get the ball out of his hand quickly, I believe the 49ers can win. Offensively, I think San Francisco has to do what no other team has decided to do all postseason against Kansas City. Run the ball. If I'm not mistaken, Kansas City has had the worst rush defense in the NFL this year. Run the football. You've got CMC, who's been the best running back in football this year. He's probably going to win Offensive Player of the Year as a running back. He probably won't win MVP. I think that's going to Lamar Jackson. But run the ball with CMC. Run the ball with Deebo Samuels. If you're going to pass the ball, get short passes. Don't let Brock Purdy sit back there and just be open to get tattooed off by that Kansas City defensive line. Get the quick passes, get them to Deebo Samuel, go north and south, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, get north and south. Don't go east and west. I think if San Francisco can have a balanced offensive attack as far as 50% run, 50% pass, and play mistake-free football as far as turnovers is concerned, because mistakes are going to happen, either wrong routes, wrong reads, wrong running up the wrong hole, not reading the defense, whatever. That stuff happens in the game. But you can play mistake-free football as far as turnovers, interceptions, fumbles, costly penalties. If you can eliminate those from the game, I believe Kansas City can – or I believe – excuse me. I believe San Francisco can beat Kansas City. If San Francisco starts turning the ball over, giving Pat Mahomes short fields, and you – let Pat Mahomes just do what Pat Mahomes does, he's going to pick you apart. And for this game, not saying he's going to get fired, but if the head coach of the 49ers, Lord Jesus, Kyle Shanahan, if Kyle Shanahan gets a lead in this game and then doesn't protect it and they lose because Patrick Mahomes brought him back, then if I was John Lynch, the GM of the 49ers, I'd have a long, long conversation with Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons when they gave up that 28-3 lead. He was the head coach of the 49ers when they played the Chiefs in the Super Bowl a few years ago. And what other game was it? I believe it was the NFC Championship game. I believe they had a double-digit lead and they gave that up. So he's known for giving up big leads. And I hope he's learned from his mistakes, because this game is too big for you to get a lead and then give it up because you don't want to run the football. One thing about me and the way that I was raised in football and taught by all the coaches I've had, from peewee to middle school to high school to even coaching now with my boy Paul, he's the head coach, I'm an assistant coach, but we run the football, get the clock going, run the football, pass it when you need to, but run the football. For me, if I could run the ball 60 times a game, I would, but you know, that's not feasible, but run the football. And then Brock Purdy can do what Cam Newton's been calling him for weeks now. If he can be a game manager and not lose the game, the 49ers have a great chance to win the game. If Brock Purdy, like I said, if you can go out there and play mistake-free football, no interceptions, no fumbles, no costly penalties, not putting the ball in harm's way, they can win the game. But if he starts turning the ball over and they just get away from what 49er football is, Kansas City will run them out of their stadium. We've seen the Chiefs do it before. Clearly, the quarterback matchup is in favor of the Chiefs. I think the offensive matchup, as far as the two offenses, goes in the direction of the 49ers. For defense, for me, it's San Francisco. San Francisco has playmakers all over the field, offense and defense. I believe their defense is better suited than Kansas City's defense is. The head coaching matchup, give me Andy Reid any day of the week over Kyle Shanahan. I think Andy Reid is one of the best play callers I've ever seen in my life, as far as calling plays and feeling the rhythm of a game. I'm still going to go with San Francisco in the game, but if Kansas City won the game, it would not surprise me. And like I said, if Kansas City wins and Pat Mahomes wins another Super Bowl and another Super Bowl MVP, he's officially in the GOAT conversation. There's no way you can keep him out, because no quarterback in the history of football has been as successful as Pat Mahomes has been his first 6 years of starting in the league. Nobody. If there is one, please tell me who it is. But as far as awards, championships, resume, all of that, nobody's been as spectacular as Pat Mahomes. So if the Chiefs win this game, yeah, Pat Mahomes is definitely in the GOAT conversation, but I'm going with the 49ers in this game. I'll say the final score is going to be 34-24. I think at some point I believe at some point the 49ers are going to get up by 10 points and being able to hold the Chiefs in check as far as keeping everything in front of them, not letting Pat Mahomes get the ball deep down the field. I think for the 49ers, the best thing that they can do is I'm not scared of Kansas City's wide receivers. I'm not. Now, I'm scared of Travis Kelce. Definitely scared of Travis Kelce. He's probably the best tight end to ever play the game. I double him at all times, keep two defenders on him. That means somebody's going to have one-on-one coverage as far as a wide receiver. And if that wide receiver is able to beat me, then I can live with that. But I'm not going to let Travis Kelce beat me, and I'm not going to let Pat Mahomes beat me. I got to keep Pat Mahomes in check. Like I said, keep everything in front of you. Don't let him let the receivers get behind you, over the top, none of that. Don't let him make them unscheduled plays where he runs and gets 15, 16 yards when you weren't expecting, because Pat Mahomes is not a dual threat quarterback. He's a pocket passer. But give me the 49ers in this game. I really got the 49ers. But real quickly, I want to touch on something. So you guys know, as fans, we all are passionate about our respective teams, whoever it is we root for. And when I say passionate, I mean passionate like this. like that. We're passionate like that. That was Skip Bayless after the Cowboys had lost another playoff game, and he was upset, and he wanted to go off, and Shannon was just laughing at him. But the reason why I bring this up is because one of my friends, his name is Jamal, he is a Baltimore Ravens fan, and since Lamar Jackson has gotten drafted, he has been off the Lamar Jackson train. So let me read to you what he said on Facebook the day of the championship game that the Ravens lost to the Chiefs. He said, like I've been saying since he's been drafted, Lamar Jackson is not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. All of them accolades and achievements don't mean anything because he folds every time. Yes, he's dynamic and all that, but really the Ravens just need a game manager when it comes to the playoffs. Somebody that can get you 200 in the air, throw one touchdown, hand the ball off, maybe scramble for a first down. So I'm going to read to you some stats, y'all, some stats. These are two quarterbacks. One of these quarterbacks who is universally recognized as one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. This is him versus Lamar Jackson, their first 6 years in the league. So I'm not going to tell you the quarterback's name. I'm going to read the stats to you, and then I'll tell you who the quarterback is. So playoff numbers, their first 6 years in the league. Overall record, Lamar Jackson 2-4. This quarterback 2-4. AFC Championship game record, Lamar Jackson 0-1. This quarterback 0-1. Divisional round record, Lamar Jackson 1-2, including a one loss as the number one seed versus my Tennessee Titans. This quarterback 1-1, including one loss as the number one seed versus my Tennessee Titans. Shout out to the Titans. Wild card record, Lamar Jackson 1-1. This quarterback 1-2. Completions and attempts, Lamar Jackson 112 out of 195 for a 57 completion percentage. This quarterback is 117 for 208 for 56%. Passing yards, 1,324 for Lamar Jackson, 1,845 total. This other quarterback, 1,476, 1,501 total. Touchdowns, Lamar Jackson 9, this quarterback 11. Interceptions, 6, this quarterback 6. Rating, Lamar Jackson 75.7, this quarterback 82.5. Do you guys know who this other quarterback is? And like I said, he's universally recognized as one of the greatest to ever play. It's this guy, Peyton Manning. Now, for those of you that know, Peyton Manning is one of the most cerebral and most high IQ football players I've ever seen in my life. If you guys can go back and watch some highlights, watch the game where the Colts played the Ravens and watch all the checks that Peyton Manning was making at the line versus the checks that Ray Lewis was making at the line, trying to confuse each other and see who could outthink each other as far as in the game, making calls and everything, switching up plays. And the Colts won that game, if I'm not mistaken. But to say that Lamar Jackson is not, what did Jamal say? Is that he's not, it is, you can't say that he's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback, because no quarterback is a Super Bowl winning quarterback until they win it. Until they win it. You can say that about a lot of quarterbacks. Peyton Manning, Eli Manning. We didn't think Eli was ever going to win anything until he got to the Super Bowl and beat Tom Brady twice. Not once, but twice. Who else? Big Ben. Big Ben got to the Super Bowl. Or no, he was doing fantastic as a rookie. And then, okay, did he get to the Super Bowl? He got to the Super Bowl and he won it twice. Dan Marino made the Super Bowl his second year in the league and then never made it back again. And you're going to tell me that Dan Marino's not a great quarterback? Just because you have blemishes in the playoffs and you have bad games doesn't mean you're a bad quarterback. I think every quarterback has bad games in the playoffs. Hell, even Tom Brady's had bad games in the playoffs. Peyton Manning's had bad ones, Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Steve McNair, Dan Marino, like I was saying, Joe Montana, Steve Young. All of these guys who we recognize as great quarterbacks have all had bad games in the playoffs. Hell, even Pat Mahomes had a bad Super Bowl game against the Buccaneers, against Tom Brady. So it happens. But to say he's not a good quarterback because he doesn't do what you want as a quarterback is just asinine to me. Like, it's no way in the world that you're going to sit here and tell me that Lamar Jackson isn't a good quarterback. And just to be honest, Jamal, if Lamar Jackson wasn't you guys' quarterback, where would the Ravens be? Obviously not good, because when he got hurt last year, you guys were a shell of yourself. And what quarterback? I kept asking him when we were talking last week, who would you replace Lamar Jackson with? because all the other quarterbacks in the league, outside of Pat Mahomes and outside of who else has been to the Super Bowl? Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford, Joe Burrow, Joe Flacco. Was that five? Russell Wilson. That's six. Right now, off the top of my head, there's only six quarterbacks in the league that have been to the Super Bowl. So, who are you gonna replace Lamar Jackson with? Your pickings are slim. Are you gonna replace him with Josh Allen, a guy who can't beat Pat Mahomes in the playoffs? Are you going to replace him with Joe Burrow? I love Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is definitely top five. And Jalen Hurts made the Super Bowl 2-7. Joe Burrow can't stay healthy. Jalen Hurts took a step back this year. Matt Stafford is getting up there in years as far as he's older. Joe Flacco was sitting on his couch, so obviously he wasn't making the team. You know, he made noise when he got on the team and got the Browns to the playoffs, but he lost in a wild card round. Justin Herbert not done anything in his young NFL career. Who are you going to replace Lamar Jackson with? He's got two MVPs, and to me, Lamar Jackson is easily top five quarterbacks in the league. It's Pat Mahomes. For me, it's Pat Mahomes. It's still Aaron Rodgers. You could put Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. I'd put Lamar Jackson above Josh Allen, so I'd have Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. Those would be my five top quarterbacks in the league. And if you wanted to take Josh Allen out and put Jalen Hurts, that's fine with me. I think Josh Allen is slightly more talented than Jalen Hurts. But, again, Josh Allen in the biggest games comes up small. So you're going to tell me that you want, if you were a Bills fan, you want them to replace Josh Allen too because he can't beat Pat Mahomes in the playoffs. Is that what you're saying? That's what I mean by saying you guys see these games and you overreact. Jamal, to me, you're being just like Skip Bayless. You're overreacting because he had a bad game. Yes, he had a bad game. We all acknowledge that. Everybody from ESPN First Take to Undisputed to Get Up to First Things First to Speak for Yourself. Every show, The Herd with Colin Cowherd, every national pundit had something to say about Lamar Jackson. He had a bad game, but would I still want Lamar Jackson as my quarterback? You damn right I would. If Lamar Jackson could be the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, I'd be ecstatic. You hear me? But, you know, some people just feel like, you know, because your quarterback runs and he has a bad game, then he's not it. But to me, he is it. Lamar Jackson's got two regular season MVPs, one of those being unanimous. Well, he doesn't have two yet, but I'm pretty sure he's going to win the regular season MVP this year. So he's got one unanimous MVP. There's not a lot of quarterbacks. There's not a lot of players in the NFL history that can say that they've got one unanimously. So to me, Lamar Jackson's top five. Jamal, I think you're just being overreactive. I think you're being like Skip Bayless. You feel like there's better out there, and the grass ain't always greener. The grass is not always greener. But that's all I got for y'all this week, y'all. Short podcast. I just want to talk about the Super Bowl, get my picks out there, and bring up that point about Lamar Jackson. Oh, and one other thing. Since Super Bowl season or football season is about to come to an end, and we're going to jump right into basketball season, right now, if you do not have Jalen Brunson in your MVP discussion for the regular season this year, I don't know what you're watching. The fact that the New York Knicks are relevant, I believe they're 32-18, and he's averaging 27 points a game. Jalen Brunson is phenomenal. He is phenomenal. I love to see it. And what I said on my last podcast about the Bucks hiring Doc Rivers, since they've hired Doc Rivers, they're 1-3. They've given up double-digit leads in them three losses. And Giannis Antetokounmpo just doesn't look happy. So clearly, like I said, Doc Rivers, this is your last chance, buddy. If the Bucks don't get far in the playoffs, at least make it to the finals, in my opinion, or at least the Eastern Conference Finals, you're probably going to get fired again. You're going to be back in the booth working for ESPN, and now I think that'll be the last time you coach in the NBA. But You know, we still got a lot of season to see. We'll see. And this guy right here, the GOAT, he's coming. He's coming. The Lakers are going to make the playoffs and make a run. I won't say they're going to win the championship, but the Lakers are going to be somebody to deal with in the playoffs. You heard it here first on Clutch Time with Mike on the mic. Again, y'all enjoy y'all Super Bowl Sunday. I'll be back next week to go over the Super Bowl, and we'll jump right into basketball season. I'll holler at y'all.